Hey there, I'm so glad that you're back. I am continuing the series on Unhook Yourself today, and we are talking about unhooking ourselves from the how. So many times we get stuck in our minds because we don't understand the how, that we can't actually move forward. We can't grow, that we can't expand, and we can't learn, and it actually stops us from getting what we want in the first place. So let's dive into today's episode. And before I dive in, though, I wanted to, if you are enjoying this podcast, please share it with a friend. Also, if you have not taken the time to give me a rating and review, I would really appreciate that. That's the one way that the algorithm, the powers that be, know that you're enjoying it and that they should suggest the podcast to others as well. So if you don't mind doing that, I would really appreciate it. I also give you a shout out on the podcast. It's actually really easy to do. You just go to wherever you listen and you put a rating and a review. It doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be detailed, but it does help a lot. So with that, let's get into the episode. Hi friend, I am so excited that you're here to check out Her Restored Spirit podcast. If you've gone through something that has left you broken-spirited, maybe it's a divorce, loss of a spouse or even a child, loss of a job, whatever it is, I know there is restoration in your future. I'm a widowed mom, and I remember what it feels like to emerge from the fog to discover that my loss is not the center of my story, but it actually instilled in me a new hope, a new understanding of faith, and a new strengthening in my heart, soul, and motherhood. I have finally understood that God has taken my test and formed it into my testimony, and that's why I'm here with you. I want you to step into your purpose, into a newfound joy, and to turn a new page in your book because I believe you are on the brink of full restoration, unlocking a confidence that you didn't know was inside you, and understanding how to live more fruitfully with purpose, joy, and permission to be washed in possibility. It's time, friend, to reclaim your restored spirit. Hey, welcome back to Her Restored Spirit podcast. My name is Tammy and I'm your host, and I am so excited to talk about, well, the episode I have for you today. We're going to talk about being stuck in the how. So we started this series called Unhook Yourself. So unhook yourself from the how to do things. And I am excited because as I was writing my notes and preparing for this, because I want to know how to do it kind of person. I want to know the steps. I want to see the way. I want to see the picture. I want to see the destination. I want to see what the outcome looks like. I want to know all the things before I do it. And this is one of the things that has been holding me back my whole life. And I didn't even realize it. I thought it was being prudent. I thought it was just being smart. It was, how could I do it right? Which last week we talked about unhooking yourself from the perfectionistic tendencies, from trying to do it right. Because what is right? Well, when we look at the how, it's the same kind of thing. When we focus so much on how it has to be done, we put ourselves in this state that, well, we don't have to act because there's so many things that we don't know how it works. I don't know how my car works. Now I push the gas, push a button, and if it doesn't work, then I got to figure out why not. I don't have my fob with me. That's why, that's how. And so I'll do that. But in life, it's not always that black and white. If the car doesn't start, it's your fob. You don't have your fob. So what can we do? What can we do to unhook ourselves from the how? Because other than the fact that I don't have my fob, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes in my car. I don't know about the engine, and I know the basics about the oil and all, I know the end that has to have gas. But I don't focus on, okay, I'm going to push this button, I'm going to push in the gas, and I'm going to start the car, and the cylinder is going to do this, and the gaskets are going to do that. And I don't focus on the how it works. I just focus on the fact that I know that it does. And when it doesn't, I troubleshoot. How many times in life Do you want to know before you actually understand, before you start a project, before you start growing? I want to know all of the how before I start doing anything. I want to know how it works. And my son and I were having this conversation about this because he was working on a research paper. And one of the things that he's like, well, I want to know all the steps. I was like, okay, well, what's the purpose of the research paper? He's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, what's your thesis? Well, I haven't decided it yet. And so I was like, well, where do you start? He's like, well, that's it. I don't know how to start if I don't know where I'm going. It's like, okay, so now we have somewhere to get. Now we have a focus. We'd like to know what we're heading towards. That in life, a lot of times that's what we can know. What is the intention? And so we step back and we looked at, okay, what is the intention of this research project? The intention was to show them how to all these papers that they've been doing for the last year and a half. Now they've turned it into a new type, a research paper. It's going to be 10 pages in length, and to like how to bring in multiple forms of evidence, how to bring in multiple things and create a coherent thought. Create a coherent paper. And so at that point, it's like, okay, so now we know the intention is to learn how to write the paper. So, and then we started, okay, what do you want to write the paper about? We started breaking it apart. But the more he focused on the how it needed to be done, he couldn't get the information to start. How many times do we do that? Because we are focused so much on the how it has to be done, how it needs to look, how we need to get there, how, we don't actually stop and ask ourselves the right questions that eventually answer the how. So I wanted to share some things that I've discovered that are that things that by focusing on the how, these are the way that it keeps us stuck. These are the ways that it keeps us. That blocks us from forward movement. And then I'll share some things that if you focus on the being rather than the doing, how it opens up that creativity. And so the first thing is when we're so focused on the how, we can find it difficult to see how we were made different. If I am so focused on how you do something and how you did this, then I forget to take in the into the consideration how God wired me, how God created me. When I am looking at something that I want, I can't do it the same way that you've done it because you did it with your circumstances, your experience, your skills, your strengths. And if I try to do it exactly the same way you do it, because we're not science experiments, we're not research papers. We are human beings that have different ways where we're creative beings. And so we have this limited self-awareness that if we look and we focus so much on the how, we forget to see what unique abilities we have. The also, when we start focusing on this is how it has to be done, we start no narrowing in on the possibilities and we limit our focus on that. And the thing is, the more I get into this idea of we create our thoughts, the more I recognize how God's created our brain and how He has planted in purposes and He has planted in desires. The other thing He does is He highlights things for us that He doesn't highlight for other people. He highlights things that point to our purpose, things that are aligned with our values. That aligned with our personalities, with our strengths, that will help us compensate for our weaknesses. He shows us those. And if we are so focused on the how, when we focus on just that one little area, we are missing the purview. We are missing the creativity. We are missing the maybe even the point of what he's trying to teach us. Another is like unmotivated and we're dissatisfied with the results. There are so many times that I will just, well, creating a recipe. If I focus on the step-by-step how to create this lasagna roll, exactly. But don't take into consideration the putting my own flavors into it. If maybe it's more bland, and I recognize that reading it, that it's more bland. But I actually did not take it, like, look outside of the possibilities, and I stuck to the rules. I wasn't able to add any flavor that, like, our family's flavor. A lot of times when we're so focused on the how and step by step and knowing the exact way, we don't have those creative, like, again, that goes back to the creativity that we take away. We don't have that extra that makes us, and then the results are dissatisfying. When we are, there's so many times that we do things that we know in our heart of hearts, there's a different way, but we focus on, well, this is the way it's always been done. This is the how. Then a lot of times we have difficulty making decisions. And with this, like, think about it. How many times do you have a gut feeling that it needs to be done a little different? The paper needs to be written with a different focus. The recipe needs to have a different flavor profile, or that creativity of, I mean, how many times, I'm trying to think of some, I should have thought of this beforehand. But by changing something little, like, think of a pie versus a pot pie. Like, it is the same concept, but a completely different result. Well, if the person who created the chicken pot pie only was like, no, only sweets go into a pie, we would not grow and expand. And this is the kind of way that if we stop focusing on the how, we're able to get curious about different options. My daughter made a cheesecake. It was a marshmallow cheesecake. She used Rice Krispie treats, homemade Rice Krispie treats, as the crust instead of like a graham cracker crust. If she would have focused solely on how a cheesecake should have been created, she would have that creativity, that difference, that it was really cool. It was really delicious. It was really sweet. So small bites. But she was able to come up with something different because she thought outside the box, because she didn't focus so much on following all of the rules. So when we unhook ourselves from the how, it opens up a wide range of possibilities. When we stop focusing on the how, we start to see things that are highlighted within us, things that we know to be true, even though we can't prove them just yet. This is a good way to try it out. Some of the reasons that we want to focus on the bean, and you'll know if you follow me for, or if you've been listened to this, you'll notice that some of the things that we talk about here, some things we discuss, and some of the questions that I have are like, what is the intention? What is the desired outcome, and who do you want to be to get there? Because we don't know how things work out. But so let's talk about some of the things that happen when you focus on being who you need to be, and you unhook yourself from the how things need to be done, and you open your mind, you open your world to seeing that there's different possibilities, is there's an increased self-awareness. So by shifting it away from just completing tasks and pulling in that relationship portion, trying to see, who do you need to be in order to accomplish this? Who do you need to be in order to be in and to have a good relationship with your child? Improve decision making, because there's so many times that we have an idea, and if we would have just listened to our gut, it would have gone a completely different way. When you take time to understand what your gut is saying, so when you're focused on who you are and you hone in the why your gut is telling you this, it enables you to see things from a different perspective. The strengthened relationships. When we put ourselves in this little box and we are so focused on, this is the way it's always been done, when someone thinks differently than us, it's really hard for us to see their perspective. And I'm not saying that they're right, I'm not saying they're wrong, but a lot of times two people can be very right in their own world and also very wrong when it came to the other's intentions. My kids argue all the time, and it's they're having an argument, and I'm like, okay, do you realize that you're both right and wrong in the situation because you're both coming at it with different intentions? If you match that intention versus the how this needs to be done, the interpretation, because the way we interpret things is different than the way others do. So release the how it needs to be done and ask them questions about, why? Why do you think about it this way? How did you come to that conclusion? Then it also it heightens the creativity. God is not a God of black and white. Today's the, when this airs, it's going to be the first day of spring. Spring is new life, new color. A vibrancy happens in spring that we're ready for. The drab, I mean, winter is beautiful. It's beautiful. The snow-capped mountains, the trees, the calmness, the still. It's also very dreary in a lot of places. Like here in Oklahoma, it is a kind of it's dark. It gets dark early. Spring comes and the creativity, like the colors pop. I don't know about you, but I get really excited about that. Like fall is my absolute favorite season, but spring, there's something that happens, that renewed spirit and that creativity, that when you stop focusing on the how it needs to be done, you can bring in that new creativity and you can really see other opportunities for you. It makes you adaptable. When you stop focusing on the why, and you're allowing yourself to stretch, to grow, because and yes, it's uncomfortable. Growth does not happen in the comfort. Creativity does not happen in the comfort. It's when we stretch our minds and our possibilities. And so when we unhook ourselves from the how, it gives us such a bigger picture to look at the different ways. And shifting one thing can come with a completely different outcome that we didn't see. A different outcome that gets us closer to what we want, or a life that we can really get excited about. But when we focus on the how, we can't see other possibilities. The other thing is the emotional balance and control. So when you are getting more insight to why, when you're asking yourself, okay, like, what is possible when things don't go our way, when things don't go the way that they're supposed to? Because how many times have you followed instructions completely and even the intended outcome is nowhere near, like, this is not what I wanted? But when you grow and you stop focusing on the how, and you're either focused on, okay, this is the intention that I want from it, that, or this is what I need to do, or just that opportunity of, this is the journey that I'm going to go on. Let's see what's possible. That emotional balance, and we release control, because we can't control things we don't understand. We try to control things that we don't understand, but when we do, it usually ends up hurting ourselves. How many times have we followed a GPS, knowing that this is going to get this to the intended destination? And we're like, no, this is the way. This is the only way I know. This is the only way we can go, but there's a detour. If we focus on the how, we get stuck. We get panicked. We don't see that, oh, wait, there's an arrow pointing us the direction we can go around. What if we discover something completely new in that process? The detours. Life is about detours. Life is about growing in situations and taking things as they come. The older I get, the more I realize this. The more I realize that if I would have focused so much on the how, or if I would have stopped focusing on the how when I was younger, when I was and as an Enneagram one, I want to make sure I'm doing it right. But it goes back to that last week's of unhooking myself from the getting it right, because what does that even mean? So when we start looking and some questions you can ask yourself, what is my intention with this? What am I trying to gain? What am I trying to learn? Where do I really want to be? Is it really something that I need to know the how right now? Or can I start and figure it out? Everything is figure outable. There's a book. It's a pretty good book. But I love the concept of this because I was talking with a client a few days ago about figuring things out. She is always figured things out. She, no matter what's happened, no matter the trauma she had when she was younger, no matter the times that she got lost, she's always figured it out, something out. I was like, well, if you focus so much on the how instead of the figuring it out, where would you be? And she's like, well, I would have sat where I was and not gone anywhere because this was the one way to, like, I didn't know how to get past that. I didn't know how to get away from the abuser. I was a child. I didn't know how. And it's, and th those things are, they're so hard to deal with. You figured it out. What if you trusted yourself to figure it out? And ask yourself this question, like, what have I not been able to figure out? I didn't get here. You didn't get here by accident. Everything you've come across, you figured out how to work through it. Some healthy coping skills and some not so healthy, but you still figured out what you could do to get to the next step. To get out of the situation, to grow. And so that's what I want for you now. Ask yourself when you're stuck on the how, ask yourself the why, ask yourself the what, ask yourself what you know to be true, ask yourself what you know to not be true. If you start looking at other questions besides how, you'll open your whole world to possibilities. When you unhook yourself from this one thing, it enables you to see so many others. It enables that to get scrappy, to get creative, and to see how there's many different ways. And how is not even the most important question. What is the most important question? Well, we'll start exploring that over the next couple of weeks too, because one, there's no perfect question, but there are some questions you can ask yourself that is going to get you further. So stay tuned for next week because we're going to talk about that. But before I go, so I have a money mindset workshop coming up on the 30th. The show notes, you can click on the link and you can get registered. It is free. And you're like, Tammy, why do I need a money mindset workshop? Now, this is one of those, these are one of the things that you don't really know how it's affecting you until you know how it's affecting you. You don't realize that it's holding you back or it's, so this is just a, this is one of many different things that I want to explore with you. This is one of the things that my clients, we have learned so many times that this is kind of these stories. We all have these old stories playing in our heads. And how we deal with money, what we think about money, how we manage money, how we budget money, how we, all of the things, it actually stops us more than we realize. If you find yourself like spending too much or saving too much or not having the success that you want, a lot of times it's old money stories that we don't even realize. As Christians, we were, you know, the, have you heard the phrase, the money is the root of all evil? Well, that's not even true. In the Bible, it says the love of money. Money is a tool. Money is a resource for us to use. And setting ourselves free from the power of it, or thinking that it's something that is that we'll never have, or we never have enough of. And even if you're just trying to figure out, like, why do you feel stuck? Anytime you can come to workshops or do different things to ask yourself these questions and look at it from different perspectives, do it. So this is an opportunity. It's a free workshop. I will not do this workshop free again because I know the power of it. I also know that there's something that happens when you have buy-in. There's something that happens, and this goes into, we're going to talk about this when we're talking about the money as well, is something happens when there's a transaction, when we have skin in the game. And I don't want to take that away from you because I didn't want someone, I don't want anyone to take that away from me, that freedom, that power that comes from knowing that we're worth investing in. If you're curious, which I know you are, join our workshop. Just join, and it's interactive. Pen, paper, like it's not one that you can just listen to and glean from. Like you're gonna want the pedal to the metal. You're gonna wanna work through this and ask yourself these questions. If you're looking for a budgeting class, this is not it. If you're looking, like we're not going to talk, we're not going to talk about taxes, and we're not going to talk about investments and or like money investments or the stock market or anything the traditional sense of money. What we're going to look at is how money has played a part in an effect in your life. In what stories, what do we need to tell ourselves about money in order to get to the next step, in order to grow? And again, this is just one part of multi. And you're looking at, you want self-care to work better, you want your budget to work better. This is the class that's going to help you. This workshop, and again, pen, paper, open mind, come ready to work because I am really excited about this. So go to the show notes and you can join. And until then, I will see you on the Facebook group, and I'll see you around Facebook, and reach out to me anytime. I've had a couple of you DM me some questions and things, and I love it. Some of them I'm actually going to do podcast episodes on because they're such great questions. So with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.